vampires to feed upon the human patrons of his club. But the new Dracula forbade this. Maybe it was because Dracula had been turned human as punishment for trying to start a zombie apocalypse in San Francisco that he was now able to empathize with the humans. The nightclub had become a sort of neutral zone where demons, vampires, and humans could mingle in safety and peace under Dracula's watchful eye. It was the perfect place for demons and vampires who were looking for their judges so they could be redeemed, to hang out and interact with humans. Dracula had spared no expense in decorating his club, and Gabriel was currently seated on an antique armchair resplendent with a red silk cushion decorated with golden embroidery. A black tablecloth covered the table sitting in front of Gabriel, and a bronze candelabra sat in the very center with three lit black candles. A white skull with a live red rose in its mouth served as the table's flower arrangement. The humans probably thought the skull was fake, but Gabriel was able to tell that it was real, and his lip curled back in revulsion. It also sent a chill up his spine since it reminded him of the bars and taverns that existed in the realm of hell where demons would drink the blood of the damned human souls from pieces of broken skull. Gabriel's table was littered with empty beer bottles from earlier before he decided to switch to something stronger. There was also a crystal ashtray on the table filled with several cigarette butts. He'd been alternating between drinking and smoking most of the night. Yep. The mighty Archangel Gabriel was in the middle of a nervous breakdown over losing his baby sister to a vampire. That didn't mean he was shirking his duties as a guardian angel. No siree. He was being a good little angel, keeping an eye on his new ward. The angel looked up at the cages that were hanging from the ceiling and the go-go dancers therein. There were three scantily clad women wearing black goth outfits and fuzzy boots, and one man. The handsome male go-go dancer was none other than Dominic Wilde. Dominic's exotic Amerasian features caused him to draw the attention of not only women, but also some of the men in the club. He had almond-shaped, magenta-colored eyes, golden-tanned skin, and shoulder-length hair that he'd dyed a dark purple color. The outfit Dominic was wearing left very little to the imagination and caused a faint blush to rise to Gabriel's cheeks. Dominic was dressed in a black leather crop top so that his belly piercing was on display, and black short shorts. Golden anklets with tiny, jingling bells adorned his ankles, and he was barefoot. Gabriel couldn't help but notice that Dominic had painted his toenails black. The vampire was dancing to the rock music that was currently pumping out from the club speakers. Gabriel arched a brow when Dominic started to move his hips sensually. Belly dancing to rock music? Seriously? Sometimes the club had live music, but not that night. The sound system was the only electricity allowed inside of the club. Dracula had a thing against electricity, and so the entire club was lit by candlelight. Hanging from the ceiling overhead were several large, wrought iron chandeliers with hundreds of lit candles. When Dominic grabbed his crotch and thrust his hips like Michael Jackson, Gabriel cringed and glared at the vampire fiercely. The angel felt like ripping his hair out in that moment. Just how the hell was he supposed to help someone like Dominic find true love? And with another man? Gabriel let out a small, despairing groan. It seemed an impossible task. The angel didn't know anything about romantic love, let alone romantic love between two men. He was completely out of his element on this mission. Gabriel glanced around at the few human men who were looking up at Dominic with lustful expressions on their dopey faces. The angel's hands unconsciously clenched into fists. Damned perverts. Gabriel felt like breaking something, preferably those perverts' faces. When Gabriel realized what he was doing, he forced himself to unclench his fists and let out a defeated sigh. He should have been happy that there seemed to be a lot of human men interested in Dominic. Maybe his mission wouldn't be so impossible after all. Although Gabriel didn't think those men were good enough for Dominic, Dominic deserved something more. And even if one of those perverts turned out to be a judge, and Gabriel's senses weren't reading anything special from those losers, he'd have to get Dominic to stop being a professional escort first. That was step one. Gabriel was so engrossed in his drinking and smoking that he didn't even notice Dominic take a seat at his table until the vampire cleared his throat loudly to get the angel's attention. Hey, gorgeous. The vampire's sultry voice reached his ears. Gabriel's head snapped up and he saw that Dominic had taken a seat at his table directly across from him. Dominic, when did you... He scowled, angry with himself for not having noticed the vampire's presence sooner. What the hell was wrong with him? He wondered uneasily. As if sensing Gabriel's unease, a sexy smile curled Dominic's glossy lips, and he winked at the grumpy angel in a playful manner. And don't call me that! Gabriel groused, as an afterthought.